Once again, the W.L. O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel, and his Hillbilly Boys.
So we sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, for a quarter hour. We'll still be proud. Oh, Daniel and the Silver Band.
Sir, hello friends everywhere. It's these Rip Snorty and Hillbilly Boys back with a little 15-minute program for you. Sponsored by the W.L. O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, manufacturers of the leading flour in Texas, Hillbilly. And now to start our program off, we're going to ask Mickey Wickey to come up here with a little fiddly widdly and play a good old breakdown. And I guess Leon's going to call this one, aren't you, Leon? Well, I hope Leon calls it if he doesn't sit this one out anyway. So come on, make a wicket. Let's have a blue bee. Make it wicked. And in the grand and glorious days of the old South, Dixieland was famous for its hospitality and fine foods. They knew the best ways to prepare food for their guests, but there is one thing they did not know. They didn't know that Hillbilly is the best flour possible to be manufactured. But most of you know, for every year modern science discovers new and better ways to manufacture food. Hillbilly is made from the new and better way, so that it remains fresh, wholesome, and at all times uniform and dependable. Use the best flour your grocer handles. The name is Hillbilly.
Please pass the biscuit pack.
Well, Leon, come on up here with your plate of biscuits. If you're going to pass biscuits and kind of pass over here at the microphone and let's have nobody sweetheart now.
Nobody's sweetheart now. Say, don't they be you somehow? With your fancy clothes and your silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. As you walk down the avenue, I just can't believe it's you. With your painted lips, mascara dye, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, 'cause you're nobody's sweetheart now. Nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow, with your fancy clothes and silken gown. You'd be out of place in your own hometown as you walk down the avenue. I just can't believe it's you, with your painted lips, mascara eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, 'cause you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Thank you very much, Leon. And that was Leon's request number for the day that he had on his request list. So if any of you have a request that you'd like to have done on this program, as you know, these programs are made up of the requests that you friends send in to us. So if you have any, just sit right down and write us a card or letter and state your request and whatever you want to ask us about the programs, and send it to the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company, Fort Worth, Texas. You know, we're always glad to hear from our friends who listen in to these programs, and especially do we like to hear from the housewives that use the best flour on the market today as hillbilly. So just sit right down and write us a card or letter and let us know what you think of our hillbilly flour, our programs, and let's have your requests and we'll get to them just as soon as possible. And just as soon as Horace gets ready to sing here, we're going to have a good old harmony number with Leon the Texas Songbird, and they're going to give you, they say, When You Wore a Tulip.
And I wore a big gray robe. When you give a dream, what's been happening with me? What a blessing, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me, dearie, down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than tulips when you wore a tulip, and I wore a big gray robe. What a blessing, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie, down where the blue flag grows. Your lips were sweeter than tulips when you wore a tulip, and I wore a big red rose.
Well, thank you very much, boys. That was Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird singing When You Wore a Tulip. And if you could have seen Leon making those beautiful faces up here in front of this microphone, why, you'd say that he ought to go to California or Hollywood or someplace. And now, let's see, before we get to this number to be sung by Horace, our little lovebird, we're going to ask Mickey Wickey to come up here.
All right.
and read his little poem for the day. And this happens to be one of Mickey Wicky's favorite poems, being it's about love. So Mickey Wicky, come on up here and read this poem entitled Love. What is it?
I love you truly.
Ask the poet. He can tell. It's something that makes folks feel swell. Ask the child upon the street. He'll say, that's what makes my mama sweet. Ask the lad of our sweet 16. He'll say, that's what makes my gal the queen. Ask the grinning newlywed and watch her cheeks turn flaming red. Ask the couple old and gray, and they'll say, love, what made us stay? Ask the one who's been untrue, and he'll say, love's a bugaboo. In every country with every race, love always seems to set the pace. And from the cradle to the grave, for you love, you crave, you rave, you slave.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wicky, and thank you, boys, for helping little Mickey Wicky out on that poem. And now it's time for Horace, the little lovebird, to get over here and sing his number. Horace, you look mighty fine today, and I think you're going to get along just fine on this number. So come on over here and tell the folks that you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. Lord help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. I need you, know what love divided can do. So I'm putting all my eggs into one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. Yes, on you.
Thank you very much, Horace. That was Horace, our little lovebird, singing, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. And boys, while you got that basket of eggs, you might as well grab that little brown jug, hadn't you? So come on up here and give them a little brown jug.
My wife lives all alone in a little old hut we call our own. She loves brandy and I love rum, and boy, we sure have lots of fun.
Ha, 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 you and me, little brown jug, and I love me. Ha, 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 you and me, little brown jug, and I love me.
Thank you very much, boys. An old clock on the wall says our time is all gone. So, friends, until you hear us again, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the hillbilly boys saying so long.
I like my music, oh, my music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like red biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits. Hillbilly fries sure make them grand. So while we sing and play and try to make folks happy, we hope you say, please pass the biscuits, Patty.
right at the corner letter, so that young and silver there.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of Hillbilly Flower and other Hillbilly products.